This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the risk of stroke after manipulation in Medicare patients, and finally, a story about fructose, calories, and obesity. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 504, recorded April 17th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The purpose of a recent JMPT study was to quantify risk of stroke after chiropractic spinal manipulation as compared to evaluation by a primary care physician for Medicare beneficiaries aged 66 to 99 years with neck pain. This is a retrospective cohort analysis of a 100% sample of annualized Medicare claims data on over 1.1 million beneficiaries aged, again, 66 to 99 years, with an office visit to either a chiropractor or primary care physician for neck pain. The authors compared hazard of vertebral basilar stroke and any stroke at 7 and 30 days after office visits using a Cox proportional hazard model. The study concluded that among Medicare B beneficiaries aged 66 to 99 years with neck pain, incidence of vertebral basilar stroke was extremely low. Small differences in risk between patients who saw a chiropractor and those who saw a primary care physician are probably not clinically significant, again, according to this article. Discuss all alternatives and contraindications to treatment, all treatments, with your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. In obese Latino and African American children, restricting dietary fructose but not calories may decrease liver fat and the conversion of sugar to fat in the liver, according to a new study. The results were recently presented in a poster on March 5th of this year at ENDO, E-N-D-O 2015, the annual meeting of the Endocrine Society in San Diego. Previous studies have shown that consuming high sugar, specifically fructose, is associated with liver fat accumulation and/or hypertriglyceridemia, which may increase the risk for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. These results suggest that the detrimental effects of fructose can be reversed by reducing fructose consumption, said lead study author. The conversion of sugar to fat in the liver, known as hepatic de novo lipogenesis, DNL, may be an important pathogenic mechanism leading to liver fat accumulation in children that can be reversed by fructose restriction. After 10 days of fructose restriction, the children's conversion of sugar to fat declined by more than 40%, and their liver fat decreased by more than 20%. The authors support public health efforts to reduce sugar consumption. As always, discuss all nutritional suggestions with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from U.S. General George S. Patton. It's better to fight for something than to live for nothing. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Iglow.